Sri Arunachala Ramanaya. In this video I'm going to be talking about the final verse, verse 9 of Arunachala Navamani Malai. As I said, explained in previous videos, these 9 verses were all composed on different occasions. The first 3 are praises of Arunachala and assurances about the greatness of Arunachala's grace. The next 4 verses, verses 4, 5, 6 and 7 are all prayers. And these final 2 verses, verses 8 and 9, are both praise of Arunachala expressed autobiographically, and that is with reference to Bhagavan's own life. I spoke about verse 8 last time, and this is verse 9. This is quite a simple verse. What Bhagavan says here is quite simple and straightforward. The first 3 lines of this verse are one sentence, and the last line is a second sentence. What Bhagavan says in the first 3 lines is, Ammayam appanam ayene bhumil akhyalitu, ammahi maye in akadal virtidam andirumun, en mana manni irutu un padatil iruteneyal. That's the first 3 lines, that's the first sentence, and then the next last line is Chinmayanam Arunachala Ninaro Chittiram en ne. So what this means is the first line, Ammayam appanam ayene bhumil akhyalitu, means bearing and tending me in the world as mother and father. That is, the implication is that Arunachala, in the form of Bhagavan's mother and father, Sundaram and Arahamal and Sundaram, in the form of his parents, Arunachala gave birth to him and brought him up in this world, bearing and tending me in the world as mother and father, as my mother and father. That's the first line. The second line, Bhagavan says, Ammahi maye in our cuddle vindu Yan Andidumun. What that means is, before I sank or drowned, or falling in the deep ocean, namely that worldly mire. What worldly mire is he referring to? That is indirect. What he implies here is that being a father and mother is a worldly mire. Before he fell into that worldly mire of becoming a mother or father, in other words, before he fell into that mire of bearing children in this world, and Bhagavan describes that as a deep ocean. That is a deep ocean of samsara. By being a parent, it is a great mire that we are caught up in. So before he entered in, before he fell into that and drowned in that deep ocean of worldly mire of being a father or mother, that is the implication. That's, he says, ammahi maye, that worldly mire. But we need not limit the meaning of maya just to being a parent. That is, being a parent is a maya. But identifying ourselves as anything, whether we identify ourselves as I am a husband or a wife, I'm a mother or a father, I'm a I'm a grahasta, a householder, a person who is a family person, or even if the identification is I am a sannyasi, I am a renunciate. It's a, identifying ourselves with this or that. That is, the problem lies not in that is whether we are parents or whether we are whether we are married or not married, whether we are in relationship with someone or not in relationship with someone, whether we have children or whether we don't have children, whether we are living a outwardly worldly life or outwardly a life of renunciation. The problem is not the outward life that we live, it's our identification with that. As Bhagavan often used to say, the grahasta, the householder, the family person, who doesn't feel I am a grahasta is a better sannyasi than the sannyasi who feels I am a sannyasi. So the problem is our identification with that. So though Bhagavan refers to the state of being a mother or father as being a great maya, any state, whatever be our worldly condition, if we identify ourselves, whatever be our worldly role, whatever be our role in life, if we identify ourselves with that role, that is the problem. So superficially, Bhagavan is here referring to a state of being a mother or father as a great maya. And it is a great maya, but it's a great maya only so long as we identify ourselves as I am, that is it. As Bhagavan is always points out, the root cause of all problems is our rising as ego. As soon as we rise as ego, we identify ourselves as a particular person. And if the person we identify with happens to be a mother or father, we feel I am a mother or father. If the person we identify with happens to be a sannyasi, happens to be someone who's living in a life of outward renunciation, we will feel I am a sannyasi. So the problem lies in our identification. So as I say, though superficially Bhagavan is pointing here to the state of being a mother or father as being a great worldly maya, the actual maya is something deeper than the role we play in life. It is our identification with that role. So even if Bhagavan had got married and had children, because he had given up that identification with the body, he would not have been in that worldly maya. So even for the householder, it is possible to be free of that great maya by giving up the identification. So it's the root problem, that is the maya is not, maya is nothing but ego. It's our identification with a certain person who has a certain role in life. So whatever the role may be, it's not the role that is the maya. It is our identification with the person who, our identification of ourselves as the person who has such and such a role. We need to understand what lies behind. That is, superficially, Bhagavan is just referring to the state of being a grahasta as being a great maya. Yes, it is a great maya. If we identify ourselves with that, if we feel I am a grahasta, that is a great maya. If we feel I am a mother or a father, that is a great maya. But even if we feel I am a sannyasi, I've renounced everything, that itself is a great maya. The identification is the problem. But anyway, what he says here is, bearing and tending me in this world as my mother and father, before I sank, falling in the deep ocean, namely that worldly maya. So whatever be the role, before he was saved from that identification, is the implication here. So how was he saved? That is what he says in the third line. En mana manni, entering my mind. In mana manni irtu, entering my mind and drawing or dragging or attracting me, un padatil irtenayal. The al here has no, it's a poetic expletive, it's just there for the poetic meter, it doesn't actually have any meaning here. In some contexts, al has a meaning, but here it has no meaning. Un paditil irutene. You fixed me at your feet or in your state. Padam means both state and feet. So umpadatil means you fix me at your feet. Yeah, well, you brought me to Arunachal, fix me at your feet. We can take it in that way. You also fix me in your own state. As Bhagavan said in the previous verse, Arunachal bestowed his own state. In the previous verse, Bhagavan said, Tan padam enaku tandanon. He gave me his own state. So here he's saying he fixed me in his state, or he fixed me at his feet. We can take it in either sense. But before I fell in that great mire, yes. yes. No problem. So what Bhagavan is saying here, bearing and tending me in the world as my mother and father, before I sank, falling in the deep ocean, namely that worldly mire, entering my mind and drawing me, you fixed me at your feet. That means drawing me to you. Drawing me to yourself. You fix me at your feet. And then in the second sentence, he says, Chinmaya Nam Arunachala. He's addressing Arunachala here. And he says, Chinmaya Nam Arunachala. Arunachala, who are one composed of chit, of pure awareness. In the previous verse, also he used this word, Chinmaya. And there he said, Chinmaya may glow, so that pure awareness may shine forth. So that, what is that pure awareness? That is nothing but Arunachala. So Arunachala, who are Chinmayan, likewise in verse 5, I think it is, verse 5 of Arunachala Navamanimalai, he described Arunachala as, in verse 5 of Arunachala Navamanimalai, Sirana Sonagiri Sirakavarum Chitsarupa Nam Ireye. He's addressing Arunachala, O God or Lord, whose nature is Chit, pure awareness, Chitsarupan. Shining gloriously as the sublime Sonagiri. So Bhagavan is constantly pointing out to the fact Arunachala is nothing but that pure awareness, that chit, that satchit, that real awareness that is always shining in our heart as I am. So Chinmayanam Arunachala Ninnarul Chittiram Enne. Enne means what? Implying in this context, what a wonder. Enne, the en means what? Enne implies an expression of wonder. So, what a wonder of your grace. Chittaram means wonder, sorry. Enne, what a wonder of your ninarol, your grace. What a wonder of your grace. So, he's implying this. What you did, you bore and bearing and tending me in this world in the form of my mother, before I fell into that great mire of identifying myself as father or mother or any other role, you entered my mind drew me to your fixed me in your state or at your feet. What a wonder of your grace is this, O Arunachala, who are pure awareness. So this again, as I say, this is another autobiographical verse. Bhagavan, we can understand from this that is in Bhagavan's view, Bhagavan sees everything as Arunachala. So who were his mother and father? It was Arunachala in the form of his mother and father who bore and tended him in the world. And the same Arunachala who in the form of his mother and father had bore and tended him in this world, that same Arunachala, before he sank in the great ocean of in the deep ocean of that worldly mire of identifying himself as I am a father or I am a mother, he entered his mind, and he entered his mind means he shone forth within, and he drew him within and fixed him at his feet in his own state. What is his own state? Chinmayam, that is the state of pure awareness. So Arunachala from within drew Bhagavan within and fixed him in his own state. Though Bhagavan outwardly the destiny of his body was not to be a mother or father in a worldly sense. He is not he didn't get married, he didn't have any relationship, or he didn't have any children, but physically he didn't have any children, but it was his destiny to be the mother and father to all of us. For all time to come, Bhagavan is always available as the mother and father of all who turn to him with love. He is Mata Pita Guru Devam. He is our mother, he is our father, he's our God, and he's our guru. He is everything. So though Bhagavan was saved from the state of being an ordinary father or mother, it was his destiny to be the father and mother of all of us. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Arunachala Ramanaya.